Proclamation number 8614 of 12th of September, 1963. A love life also guarantees truth. To introduce man into spiritual knowledge will be unsuccessful as long as they are still completely in I-love, because so long they're also still in the power of my adversary, who wants to keep them in darkness. Because so long they will also strive for that what belongs to him. Earthly matter. They will desire the goods of the world and pay no attention to spiritual goods because these are not visible or tangible to them. The soul must have acquired a certain degree of maturity through love work that it is then also open for spiritual instructions, which can now have the result that the desire for truthful knowledge increases and then also the way of life is certainly led according to divine will. And so then also the maturing of the soul is guaranteed when man keeps to the spiritual teachings, when he recognizes them as divine revelations of his will and strives to fulfill it. That now the opponent tries everything to prevent the maturing of a soul is understandable, and his means is to again and again undermine truth by putting error against it and seeks to spread it. But error is poison for the soul, in contrast to truth, which alone is the right food for the soul. But the opponent has great success because again and again it is about that men have to practice love to also be receptive for truth and so far also able to judge that they recognize error as such and reject it. Love is everything. It gives the human being a light in which even the adversary's activity is recognized by God. But love is only rarely to be found, and that is why also truth is so rarely recognized. Nevertheless, again and again a light is carried to people on God's part, again and again a light of truth shines down to earth, and error could easily be recognized if only people demanded the truth. But as long as their thoughts and aspirations are directed towards an illusory world, a world that belongs to the adversary of God, so long they do not desire to know what is behind that illusory world, they do not know about the world, which alone is real, which has nothing in common with this earthly world, which is a kingdom of light, where there is only happiness and bliss, and which is taken possession of by those who live so that they always only fulfill the will of God, who therefore will also stand in truth, because the will of God is always only love work and because through a love life also man is enlightened from the inside and recognizes truth as such. But again and again the attempt is to be made to also supply truth to those who still stand far from it. The intellect of those men is to be addressed so that they are stimulated to think and it is then also possible that pure truth finds entrance into their hearts and they set themselves apart from the earthly world and strive for the spiritual kingdom. But goodwill belongs to it. A heart willing to love belongs to it, which lets itself be determined through teachings to also work in love. And truly, such a man will not get lost because as soon as truth can now be supplied to him, he also receives power to comply with the will of God. That is why the attempt is to be made everywhere to supply truth to men, and where the will of a man is not averted, there is also the possibility of a change of his nature, because truth goes out from God himself. And what goes out from God is light and power and also has an effect as such. But when man receives light and power then also his soul matures, it gives up all resistance and turns away from the opponent of God and towards him who is the eternal truth himself. It will increase in light and strength, it now also recognizes and pursues its actual purpose of earthly life. It strives for its perfection and also safely reaches its aim. Amen.